Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And let's talk about clarity. You know, in the metaphysical self-help space, we talk a lot about clarity. And I run a whole business to help people get clear about what their next steps are, next direction. And I came across something that I thought was really interesting. They didn't say this, but this is what it sparked for me, was that if you want to have more clarity, you know, as you move through your day, intuitively, feeling inspired, clarity. You know, in the metaphysical space, we use clarity in so many different ways, but clarity manifesting. Let's see what comes up. Let's see if we can get a definition. Manifesting clarity. Oh, no, that's a podcast. How do I manifest clarity in my life? This is Google search. Well, the number one thing is get clear about what you want. Yeah, so if you want to feel more clarity, more in tune with your intuition, more in tune with inspiration, more in tune with life, right? I think that's the aspect of clarity. When we feel like we're getting it, when we're seeing things clearly, you need to take the time to get really clear about what your desires are. So, and maybe you know what the desire is and you need more clarity around the desire. Maybe you need to really lean into the desire from a different perspective. Here's where I'll go with this. I think I was going to tell this story somewhere. No, I wasn't. This is where I was going to tell this story, because it's been an evolving thing. So just over a year ago, I moved to Los Angeles. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know that. I attempted to move to Los Angeles passively in 2008 into 2009, right? No, I'm lying. 2018 into 2019. Yeah, because the pandemic hit in 2020. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't have all my feet in. Like, I wasn't really trying to move to LA. I was like, well, if it works out. And I was still fresh off my divorce. I just released my books. I was just kind of like, if LA's cool, then I'll be cool too. I wasn't very committed to it. This time around, I felt like I was really committed to living in Los Angeles. And since I've been here, I'm realizing everything that led me to the Bay Area, I still miss. Like, I know I can find it somewhere once I get rooted in, but it's not as blaring as it is in the Bay Area. Everything I love about the Bay Area is just right there in front of me. And I love that, right? LA, I know I'm going to have to dig for it. But one of the reasons, my number one reason for moving, was safety. I lived through the pandemic in a major city, first in San Francisco, and then I moved to Oakland, and I just increasingly felt less safe. In urban areas, if you've lived in one before, you know you always have to be aware of your surroundings. That's a given, right? So I had adjusted to that. Just, you know, it's a heightened level of awareness that you have to have in comparison to maybe living in the suburbs. But towards my last year in Oakland, it had gotten to the point where I just felt so unsafe that I didn't even really want to go out much. Like, I didn't feel comfortable walking. And that's what I loved about living in a city, was walkability. And so I was ready. I was ready to move to Los Angeles. And I felt like 100% I was moving for safety. And this is how I know we are able to manifest. I know that we are. I built a whole career helping people manifest what they want. That is the number one thing I have manifested since I've been in Los Angeles, is safety. I can go out at 3 o'clock in the morning and feel safe. I could go for a walk right now, feel safe. I could go to any park in any town and feel safe. Even towns that aren't my favorite, like I definitely have, like there's a vibe that I prefer in communities, but even towns where I'm like, huh, this doesn't totally feel like me, I still feel safe. My mother lives in Hollywood. It's a wacky little place there, and I still feel safer there than I did when I was in Oakland. And so I definitely manifested that. I haven't manifested all the other things that I loved about the Bay Area, and I don't know if I will. And so recently I was starting to think, you know, I still get a lot. I've always had the dream of, and I've said this on this program, I've always had the dream of buying a condo in San Francisco. It's a long, long standing dream of mine. And I still get real estate alerts via email. And I'm noticing, like, because of the safety issue, property values have gone down. And San Francisco, it's, you know, if you talk to anybody who's lived in the city for any period of time, they'll tell you San Francisco goes up and it goes down. And the key is to catch it on a down, and then you can reap the reward on the up. When I tried to move back to San Francisco in 2019, it was on an up. But it was on that you know how, you know, if you follow like patterns in real estate and even general economies, when it hits a point where it's just wacky up, right? And that's the way it was when I got to San Francisco. Like, you couldn't rent a room for less than $2,500 when I got back in 2019. And so now all of that is non-existent. So I'm looking at San Francisco. I'm looking, obviously I'm looking at rentals. I'm looking at it all from a very different perspective. I'm looking at it from the vantage point of where I am today. I feel far more confident financially than I did back in 2019. And so I'm like, maybe. And I feel like spirit's kind of been saying, like, girl, this would be your time. And it's right. Like, I don't, I think you can always do whatever you want to do, but in terms of operating within that model of catch San Francisco when it's down, right? I don't think I'll see it. I don't think I'll see it again like this before I'm, you know, a senior citizen. Is what my gut is saying, is that, hey, if you're going to do this now, this is the time. And so, but every time I think about it, I'm like, fuck. This is how it's been. It's been a month. Like, every time I'm like, okay, move to San Francisco. Usually I'd be like, all right, let's go. Boom. But I'd follow it up with fuck. Like, it just flew out of my mouth. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I don't want to move. And I'm like, I don't have any issues with moving. Like, I'm pretty agile in that way and flexible. So it wasn't that. And it took me some time. And I'd been having lots of conversations about just how safe I feel, you know, but I wasn't connecting the dots. And then I had a session with a client I hadn't spoken to in a couple of years. And I was saying, yeah, you know, I'm starting to think, you know, I'm in Los Angeles and I'm starting to think maybe I want to go back to San Francisco. And she's like, oh, you want to buy? I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, well, that would be the time. She's like, but Amy, I'll be really honest with you. And she works out of San Francisco, but she lives in across the bay. And she said, you know, but they'll come to, you know, they'll do the thing. You go to dinner for, you know, have people in town, you go to dinner in San Francisco. And she was telling me, she's like, it's a good time to buy. You're right. But she's like, it's not safe. And she's like, it's not safe in a way I've not seen the city. And again, that's why I left the Bay Area, was because that's how it had started to feel. You know, it didn't feel safe. In a wacky way. Just the same as like things were so expensive. And I'll use that phrasing because I do believe that's what it was, because it dropped. Like, as soon as that pandemic hit, gave it a year, things started to drop. And now they're, you know, it's like so low. But the flip side is that with the, you know, it's just got this wacky safety issue. Do I think it'll get better? Absolutely. I think everything gets better. Am I willing to give up the safety I feel right now for that? Right. And I'm explaining all this to you because this is a discussion about clarity. So my truest desire would be to buy a modern condo in San Francisco, right? And now I've got layers to it. I'm like, well, safety. Safety is actually my truest desire at this stage, right? And so then it becomes less about form and it becomes more about how does it feel, right? And so my fuck, you know, I'd say like, oh, I'm going to go to San Francisco. I'm going to move to San Francisco. And I follow up with fuck. It wasn't about, oh, well, I have trouble moving. No, I have no trouble moving. I'll go where my heart takes me all the time. But what I realized is that was my heart saying like, huh, then we have to deal with that. And I had to sit with it and I'm still sitting with it. And that is how you get clear about your desires. So if you want an increase in clarity, get really clear about your truest desire. And sometimes it changes, and sometimes, because here's the thing. So back to this whole modern condo in San Francisco vision I've had forever, like even before I got married, I've had it forever. I'm starting to notice things where I'm at here in Los Angeles where I'm like, oh, that looks like something I would see in San Francisco, or that looks like the vibe I'm going for, though that feels like modern in the way that I want. And so I know we know this in manifestation. It's not really about form. It's really about the energy behind it, right? The essence is what we often say. And so I think we are all being called to get way more clear. And I love a good visual. Obviously, I love a good visual. But you have to be willing to hold the vision while being okay with that coming in a different form. That's most of the time. Because I'll go next layer with this clarity piece. So I had a desire a couple of Saturdays ago, and a very specific desire. And I have a new guide that has come through, who's my guide. It's not a guide I use to read for other people. It came through specifically for me, and I didn't call. I didn't call for it. I mean, I was obviously, but so when it came through, we've been playing these little games with each other where I'm like, well, show me, prove to me who you are. and so this is my new guide, who I just call, a lot of different things, but hot guy. He's not really, but, I like that vibe. And so, even right now, he's like, you could call me Dreamy. So Dreamy. So Dreamy was like, I set out, it's like, I have this very specific desire. It's Saturday. And Dreamy's like, yes, absolutely. It's going to come through. And it did. But it did not come through anywhere close to the point where then I started to get kind of squirmy about it. And I was like, well, you said it was going to come through, you know? And Dreamy was like, it is, look closer. And I was like, oh, I see what I see, right? And there was the path, right? And so if I wasn't rooted into how clear that desire was, I probably would have completely missed the path. If I had been vague about it, if I had been kind of overarching about it, you know, which we can do sometimes, like, just bring me some of this, or I just want this, right? But because I was so specific about what the desire was, that path, even as I started to get squirmy about it, which I don't feel like I see very clearly when I'm squirmy about anything. But even as I started to get squirmy about it, I was able to see it clearly the way, because I was so clear about the desire. So this whole show is, what I'm saying to you is, take the time to get more clear about the desire, while at the same time, after you get clear about the desire, being open to the essence coming through, and release your attachment to the form. I you know, I've been hearing teachers say this for years, and I actually now I'm kind of pissed at, like, some of the manifestation teachers out there who are teaching, like, go for this, right? But because I'm like, I don't know how y'all are getting that specific. Spirit is usually bigger, and spirit usually does it in a way in which, you know, it's not like that, right? But I do think you have to be clear about the desire so you can track it. I think, so in that regard, I do think they're accurate in saying, you know, get really specific about the desire 100%. But in terms of, like, you're going to hit it in this way, in this form, in this, my spirit guides that I work with, like, my professional guides, the guides I read with, the guides that I refer to when I'm talking on this program, they jumped in and said, yeah, that is how it goes. So we get locked into an idea about how it's supposed to happen, the how. Oh, it's the how. That's what I'm talking about. It's the how. We get really locked into the how. And I think I was being critical of manifestation teachers that vaguely lead people to believing they have control over the how. You don't. You do your part, you show up, and ultimately the how is up to spirit. But the how is not that far off from what you were thinking anyway. It's just going to flow in the way in which feels, which spirit feels that they can do the most good in your life, which is bringing you back to a place of love, which is bringing you back to a place of faith, which is bringing you back to wonder and awe and, oh my God, right? Because going back to that Saturday, I swear to you, I thought for sure, I was like, no, dreamy. I guess that's what he wants to go by. I'm doing this in real time with this one. And so dreamy, it was like, no, like, it's there. It's there. Look. I was like, no, it's not, because it didn't come the way I wanted it to. And it definitely didn't come the way I was working it to come. I mean, it did and it didn't. I'll say it that way. But Dreamy was like, no, it's there. It's there. And I looked again, and I would have completely missed it if I hadn't been so clear on the desire to start. Right? I was so specific about it, so that, the way it ultimately worked out, I mean, I was just flabbergasted. I was like, are you kidding me? What? It's really like that? It's really, what? It was perfect, because it was such a declaration of, oh my God, spirit is always on our side. If we allow it, right? If we allow it. And I think one of the ways we allow it is by getting really clear about our desire. So I'll say this and then I'll wrap. I'm a coach. I talk to people about their desires all the time. I know the people who will manifest because they're willing to do the work to get clear. I know the people who will take a lot longer to manifest what they want is when they're dancing around and being vague. And why? Why are we vague? I mean, why are we, because we don't think we're going to get what we want. Thank you. Those are my spirit guides. We don't think we're going to get what we want. So we're being vague about it. And I get it. but just continue to challenge yourself to get more and more clear, to get more and more specific, to lean further into that which you want. Now, I'll leave you with this. When you get clear about what you want, we're going to go back to my modern condo in San Francisco. So as I've been looking around the area I'm in right now, I'm seeing modern things. And so one day I stopped and I was just admiring this building. It was so beautiful, and I was just in such appreciation for it. And I felt grateful to just even be able to see it. And I felt so much joy for the people who got to live in this building. And I promise you, after that, I experienced a beautiful wave of prosperity, and I can equate it back to, because I'm clear on my desire, right, and the essence of it, I saw this thing, this building, that is the essence of that desire, and I stood in admiration of it, in appreciation, in celebration, in joy for it. It opened the door to the prosperity, the vibration of the prosperity I desire. And so I really believe the more clear you get about what you want, and then you take the time to release your attachment to form and you focus on the essence of it, then you can stop and admire things that fall within the framework of that essence. And it opens the channel to the vibration of the desire, or that which is a vibrational match to the desire. I'll tell you, so I do this program called Dream Partner. I'm going to release it as a book this year. And one of the pieces of wisdom that came through is, yeah, you get really, really, really specific about the type of partner you want and the type of relationship you want. And then you step back and you say, I am manifesting the energy and likeness of this list, right? And so that means you could go anywhere, be anywhere, and you're still manifesting the essence or the energy and likeness of your dream partner, right? So it's not about a specific person or even a specific, maybe a type of person, sure. But ultimately, it's the energy and likeness of. So you could meet somebody and you have this wonderful courtship and something happens and you split. That person could totally be in the energy and likeness of, and you can turn around and manifest energy and likeness of again and again and again and again. And so I think this is what I'm talking about, getting really, really clear. Because if you get really, really clear, then there's something about that integrity, right? Being in integrity with yourself, being honest with spirit about what you desire, and having no shame or guilt about it, then you can step back and say, oh yeah, I'm totally open to the energy and likeness of that which I desire. That clarity is powerful. That clarity creates miracles. That clarity creates a result that's far different than just the, hope it works out, or I'm going to try. Hope I get it right. Now you're in the flow of, well, everything I try is a match. Everything I seek is a match. Every instance of that which I desire is a match, right? Because you are so rooted in the essence, and you are so rooted in the specifics of what you want. So if you want more clarity and essentially more power, then take the time to get really, 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 really clear about what you want. And if you are struggling to get clear, it means you're holding some guilt, shame, insecurity, doubt, past wound, hurt that is keeping you from being really, really honest with yourself. So being really, really honest with yourself creates clarity, and that clarity is power, and that power manifests the essence of the desire. Yeah, this is a hodgepodge of a show, this one, but I think it's good. I think it's good. Clear on your desire equals clarity, and then you see your path, and you can walk down that path, and it all gets a lot easier. But the hard work is doing whatever you need to do so you're willing to be really honest and clear with yourself, because a lot of people are running around here, being not so honest with themselves. Some are really not honest with themselves. Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of people that listen to my program like that anymore. But if you are, I still have things where I'm like, I'm gonna be so clear today, spirit. And then I sit down to like write it out, and I'm still kind of dancing around it. And I know this just means still something within me that feels like I can't have it, or it'll be taken away, or I'm holding some fear, guilt, shame rooted in a past memory that is keeping me from even believing that I can have what I want. Okay, then that's the work, right? It's to go look at that stuff and then come back and say, okay, how can I be more clear? And my spirit guides are saying, if you just keep asking yourself, okay, be even more specific, be even more specific, be even more specific, you'll kind of get sick of yourself enough to start being really, really specific. So, yeah. All right. Hopefully this is helpful. I believe it is. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I want to help you get clear about. No, I don't want to help you get clear. I want you to come to me clear. Come to me clear, and then I'm going to help you get what you want, because then it's going to get really fun. Yeah, it's weird. And I think even as you're working with me, if you come really clear, you're going to get even more clear, which makes you even more powerful. But yeah, if you have a desire, you have a pretty strong picture of in your mind of what you want, then I want to help you create it. And it's going to be really fun. And it's going to be spectacular and miraculous and amazing. And you get to do the hard stuff and the joyful stuff with a coach who is 100% on your side. So if you're looking for that, please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show on clarity. I have no idea what I'm going to entitle this show, but I know you get it. I know you get it. Get more clear about what you want. That creates clarity in your life, and then you'll more easily see your path to that which you desire. Let go of the attachment to form, focus on essence or the energy and likeness of. But it's difficult to focus on the energy and likeness of until you get really, really clear, because in the process of getting really clear, you let go of a lot of the wounds, the hurt, the pain, the baggage, the bullshit that keeps you from believing that you can have what you want, that you are worthy and deserving of what you want. So it's a journey. Clarity is a journey unto itself, and a beautiful spiritual practice if you allow it to be a part of your experience. All right, I'm gonna say goodbye now. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. Algorithm, it helps. Thank you, thank you, thank you.